You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I've been a Chiefs fan now, and I've for my entire short life, and I haven't seen any quarterbacks that are out here ready to go rock a jeans commercial. I want Patrick Mahomes to have the ability to go absolutely crush a commercial selling denim. I want that for my quarterback.
With Joshua Briscoe.
What are they going to do with his voice?
Pat Mahomes with Lee Jeans here.
On ESPN Kansas City.
We were so close. Not a jeans commercial, but a shorts commercial.
Right?
We did it. This is like, we spoke this into existence. Well, you spoke this into existence.
I'm retiring the Mahomes impression. But
really?
Oh, yeah.
You're starting to wonder if that's going to haunt you for the rest of time?
I listened back to this last time I was in, I was just like, yeah. That thing has to die.
Yeah, I mean, it would probably be better for your, you know.
Probably with Brosh Jisco or whatever.
Oh, yes.
Both of those can just, you know, go off into.
Oh, no, I think you're leaving that for Brosh Jisco now.
Or you refine it.
That's also true. You refine it, and then we can have Kent Swanson of Arrowhead Pride and Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs in studio at the same time. Oh, who would know the difference?
Nobody.
No one would know.
No.
Only people watching on Facebook would go, oh man, why? It's really weird that they put Josh and Kent in frame and Mahomes is in studio and I can't see him. That would be a pretty weird move for us. The aforementioned Kent Swanson is here. And Kent, a thing that Beards and I had been throwing around a little bit, the obvious first question, you're doing a couple new series on Arrowhead Pride that are both really interesting. Mm-hmm. And I think it begs the obvious question, are you what you would call an avid bike rider? Are you a cyclist?
They totally tie together. Not even remotely.
Okay. Ugh.
I've biked one time in the last 15 years.
Wow, 15.
Wow, we were wrong.
Ever since I have had some kind of driver's license, I rode my bike one time.
Okay.
In Ohio with my wife on my mother and father-in-law's bikes because we were bored.
Okay.
And that was the last time. Like, we just went out and that was it. That was the last 15 years of my life. It makes me feel old a little bit, but
yeah. What have I not? I don't even know if I've successfully, like, not pooped myself in the last 15 years of my life.
Well, I mean, 15 years ago, you were two.
Right.
You know.
Yes, I definitely haven't.
I mean, wunderkind over here.
Really? Wow. Okay. Well, that's disappointing. I was hoping that would be something that we could discuss.
No tights, no nothing. I'm not about that life. I'm not about the skin tight thing.
I'm going to say that I believe you 50% of the way. I believe you have not ridden a bike in one time in 15 years. I do not believe that you don't occasionally break out a singlet just for a good time every once in a while.
You know, I went as Mario for Halloween one year,
uh-huh.
But it turned like the suit turned out to be more like a singlet in it, or not a singlet, I guess a full body suit.
Uh-huh.
It was probably one of the low points of my life.
Yeah, that sounds kind of troublesome.
It was bad.
I need to find pictures of this now.
Yep.
You're gonna have a hard time there. I'm definitely not adding either of you on Facebook.
I was going to see if we were Facebook friends.
I don't think we're Facebook friends.
I'm just Googling Kent Swanson Mario and seeing what comes up.
You might get lucky through Facebook somehow, and if we can, we'll tweet that out, no question.
Yeah, I untagged myself from several photos.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
There was just, it was...
Beards, go add Kent's wife on Facebook.
I'm gonna text her.
No, take his phone. Oh man, we're not friends on Facebook yet. We have a bunch of mutual friends because we went to the same college.
We are.
Weird.
It's so weird that people are doing media from Mid-American Nazarene University.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
The almost dearly departed.
So, I did not find any photos of Kent dressed as Mario.
But...
There's a Kent Swanson character in the game Dead Rising.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Wait, what's the... All right, hold on. Time out.
Just Google Kent Swanson Dead Rising.
Okay, what is Dead Rising?
It's a bad zombie video game.
Define bad.
It's not good.
Also, I had somebody in my house. They bought something that was Swanson brand. It was in the fridge. I'm sure you get this a lot.
Oh yeah, chicken broth all the time.
Okay, yeah, that's what it was.
It was
yeah,
chicken broth.
It was chicken broth.
Pot pies.
Saw that. Oh, that's exciting.
I also
I didn't
get
know
the.
Was it?
You watched. You've seen Dumb and Dumber, right?
Yeah, oh. It's been a while. I've seen parts of whatever. I'm a millennial. I don't like things that were made.
I mean, I'm technically a millennial
too.
Yeah,
no, I know.
Did you have TBS growing up your whole life? Because like it was on like every Saturday.
I watched VeggieTales exclusively, Kent.
I mean, that's not a bad life either.
It's not a bad life. I like to watch a lot of McGee and Me and VeggieTales.
McGee and Me?
The jam, right?
Are we really about to...
Yes, yes, man.
McGee and Me, the Adventures in Odyssey cartoons.
Oh, those are the best.
Adventures in Odyssey. My mom loved garage sales. She still does, as far as I know. I just don't really get to sit in the back seat and, you know, hang out like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
We would, like, a Thursday morning. I was homeschooled also, so I could just go places Thursday morning.
Joshua, I was homeschooled for a while.
Were you really?
Yes!
Oh, my goodness. We are soulbound.
How did we survive?
We both went to MNU instead of going to a real college.
Probably.
Yeah, we went.
About right.
We got some social interaction at some point, and then we went to MNU, and we just, as close as you can stay to the homeschooled path.
Yeah.
But we would go around on Thursday mornings, driving to garage sales, and we would freaking blast that Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, do you remember the arc with the with that black box that was like in everybody's house? Like, I can't remember what it was, like the Nova box or something.
No.
I'm gonna look into this.
But this might be oddly, even though we're both in our 20s, this might be a generational thing, because I had probably some of the early sides
of
Odyssey. I bought them on DVD, or not DVD, CD at one point.
Oh yeah, we had the audio CDs.
But I wonder if, like, I don't know, that might have been on the back end of Adventures
Maybe.
In Odyssey series. Are they still making those?
Yes. Can I get some music, please, while we figure out? Witsin.com appears to be a functioning website. Do you have a Twitter account?
I went to the Focus on the Family and called. I mean, that's like a pilgrimage you have to go on.
Yes, we both. Yeah, I've absolutely also been there. I remember they having a big slide.
I think all but like 3% of people are listening going like, what is this?
I don't know. Maybe we're finding this like secret community that we have. The Adventures in Odyssey Twitter account tweeted 6 hours ago. Today's episode, BTV Temptation, presents the biblical stories of Solomon and Joseph, and Connie tells a fairy tale about a young girl who encounters a very unusual plant.
Oh my! There's
6 hours ago. Today's episode.
There's an. Hold on. I'm trying to.
All of this art.
Oh yeah.
I recognize the names that you were reading there.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Eugene Meltzner. Where's he at?
Oh gosh.
You can never see his eyes in the art.
How big of a throwback is this? I think. Is this a fan site too that I've just found?
I hope so.
Well, it may just be the same. Are you on Adventures in Odyssey tweets? AIO underscore tweets?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Never mind.
This appears to be the official thing.
Is it?
I think so.
I don't see a blue check mark. Aren't they?
I'm not sure that Adventures in Odyssey got verified.
Why wouldn't they warrant a blue check mark?
Because it hasn't been terribly relevant in 10 years, and they have... You and I combined have as many followers as Adventures in Odyssey tweets, which I feel like is unfair to
we
them.
We are coming up, Joshua.
We are.
I'm...
Oh! Do you scroll down and do you see all of the album art and everything?
Yes.
And like recognize what it's like, remember these stories and stuff?
Yep.
Well, here's the thing though. Like, I think I was a part of the AIO culture before this art. I think another iteration of this art where it was a little less, like, these are big-headed characters that we're looking at here right now.
I'm just scrolling
up on the Facebook.
I'm just scrolling down.
I looks a little bit more, this doesn't look like the same art I was used
what
to.
What does the name Wooten Bassett mean to you? remember Wooten?
No.
You don't remember Wooten?
No.
Because you remember Wooten?
No.
There's like a guy named like John Allen or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I remember him.
He was one of the older iterations. I mean, they kind of dealt with some deep stuff too. Didn't they have like a series with like slavery and stuff? Like some of the days of slavery and stuff?
I remember not liking the ones that went back in time very much, the historical ones, but some of the original storylines were amazing.
Yeah, the going back in time things I don't think really translated too well. I just like there was like some like
there was one that was about like this company came in and they were trying to like mind control everybody.
That's the one with the black boxes.
Yes, I don't know what that
is. Yes, that one right there.
That storyline was
so good.
It took
for freaking ever.
Oh yeah, it was like a 4-year unfolding story and it was beautiful.
Yes.
And there was one where Wit went undercover and
there was like a big old conspiracy theory thing.
Remember Wit left a message that was like he spoke it backwards and had to play backwards and then it was encoded. That storyline was the absolute dopest thing in the history
of
radio.
I
will never be able to do anything like that.
I've never heard of that even remotely. I want to know the years on that. Like what was the
No, I could not care less about the radio show we're actually doing. I'm trying to find this for you.
I'm trying to think, like, was there like some dark, seedy, like, supervillain at some point?
Yeah,
too?
It was the theater guy's like brother.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and there was one storyline where he like took over the town or whatever because there was like
the search
some,
for wit. There you was some the search for wit.
There was like
I think
some mineral underneath the Adventures of Nazi or whatever event against
that's
the building,
right,
and he's trying to like live forever or something. Yeah,
I think I've heard those.
Oh,
I,
you know what?
Positive.
I think the search for wit series. I
oh
think
no,
that it had something to do with like the Dead Sea Scrolls or like the bones of
yes,
Jesus.
That's what that
or
one
something
was. Yeah.
Is that like Carmen Sandiego?
Yes,
kind
very
of
much so.
Huh.
I
think I remember these.
It
actually.
Aired, from the yeah, past. Dude, this aired in May 18, 1996.
That was my era.
Which one?
The Search for Wit. It
oh,
last
okay
aired in May 2017.
But
so I guess they're kind of going through the greatest hits.
You can see the art's a little different. This
oh,
is,
for sure.
This is the art I was used to.
Yes, and so I got like the re-release art, which is
the caricaturization.
Which is, yes, which is
a little
buffering,
bit bulkier heads,
bigger
and,
heads for some reason.
Yeah. No, that yeah. This is definitely.
Oh, I'm on the Adventures in Odyssey wiki.
I'm trying to find the story arc. That
there's
was
a
the,
wiki.
Yes, of course there is.
AIOWiki.com,
Novacom,
baby.
Did you
Novacom? Did I say Nova something? Did
no, I,
get, I
don't think we mentioned.
I,
yeah.
I think I said Nova something. I said something
maybe
close to that. Novacom. Yes.
I used to listen to that every night.
Yes.
Before I go to bed, that's what I fall asleep to.
Yes.
It was just like a you know I'd put the CD on loop and then Reliant K came into my life
oh
and that's when I stopped. That's
oh
when I stopped listening to them.
I've never felt more in on a joke in the history of my life. So there's this podcast called My Brother and Me. It's three brothers. It's a comedy podcast. They do advice and stuff. And it's legitimately, I think it's the best thing that exists in the world of radio. It's just my favorite. It's so weird and it's so funny. And they have like 400 episodes. And I listened back about 200 or 250 or so. And then I decided, you know what? I'm going to stop listening in backwards order. I'm going to go listen to the first few episodes and try to catch up. And also, like you know, you hear it evolve and everything. But they, you find out, they were raised in it with a Southern Baptist background. And because at one point, someone wrote in, and they're like, "Hey, brothers, I have a hard time with bottling up my emotions, and it gets to a point where you know I just want to burst. I'm wondering if you can help me figure out how to manage this better." And then one of the brothers said, "Like, you're coming to three brothers who are raised Southern Baptists, so get a bigger bottle, I guess." And that was great. But at one point, they started referencing Reliant K, and one of the brothers just said, "Ah, yes, I too am Lion O." And then I did that, and I went, and then he said, like, that joke was for four people, and being
one
of those four people made me so happy.
That, okay, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. You ever have, like, is there, like, albums in your life that have just changed music for you?
I literally, there was a thing going around on Facebook where it's like you post one every day or whatever for, like, 10 days and then tag people. I didn't partake in that because I'm not trying to put a post up every day, but I did use that as an excuse to go try to find myself nine that I could just put in a grid. I literally did this a couple days ago. You go first.
Oh, no, I just, what were we talking, what was
Reliant
I?
Reliant K, albums that changed music
oh,
for
sorry,
you.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Albums that changed my life.
Yes.
Reliant K, The Anatomy of Tongue and Cheek, with Lion O on it,
mm-hmm.
That album changed music for me.
Yes.
It opened like, it sounds like we've had some very similar backgrounds regarding,
so,
you know, being down with the DC talk probably.
Uh-huh.
A little bit
old for me.
A little edgy.
Toby Mac was more my
I
era.
Couldn't get into it the same way other people did.
Yep.
But I definitely like, I grew up on like some Kirk Franklin,
mm-hmm.
some, all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Reliant K, I heard a song from them. There's on some DVD. And it was Pressing On.
Yes.
And that literally,
you know where I heard Pressing On one time? It was on a DVD in a Scooby-Doo cartoon.
What?
I'm going to find this while you talk.
Okay. Well, no, please do find that. But that song, I heard that song, I was just like, what is this music?
Yep.
Because like I hadn't heard a lot. I'd heard oldies. I grew up listening to Oldies 95 here in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I'd listened to Kirk Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
I'd listened to, you know, whatever, but I never had heard that.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this? This is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, here's another random Reliant K story. How weird is this? My mother and father-in-law, who I last place I rode a bike.
Uh-huh.
Matt Thiessen, my father-in-law's a pastor.
Uh-huh.
Matt Thiessen, his parents go to their church, and apparently a week after I was there this winter, he went and played. He was the music for the week four.
Yes.
So I missed out on getting to see the Matt Thiessen, who dated Katy Perry.
Yes, before she was Katy Perry.
I missed out on a chance to hear him play some sweet, sweet tunes.
Oh,
this is so crazy.
Good. Okay,
we're just bonding on the radio right now.
Are we on, Beards? Are we back? Tell me whenever we're back from break, would you please?
Oh, we've been back for like the last 12 minutes.
Nope. Okay. Well, glad I didn't curse. I am now doing three things. First of all, let's confirm Wikipedia here has an entry for Pressing On, the song by Reliant K. The song appears in the episode of What's New Scooby-Doo titled Gold Paw. Also, did you have the Creepy EP with the acoustic version and all that?
Yes.
Creepy EP is extremely good.
Yes. They're all good.
They're all good. Everything is good.
Matt Thiessen's incredible. He's a very talented musician.
I think it's Thiessen.
Huh?
I think it's Thiessen. I think the H is silent. In fact, I think it's because his Twitter bio for a while was it just said the H is silent.
Oh.
I think that's true.
You follow him on Twitter.
Of course I follow him on Twitter. Are you kidding me? I'm looking for a thing on Facebook, and also I have these albums up for me. Our slight age difference has never been more perfectly apparent. Oh, here, really quick. Here's a picture of me and Matt Thiessen.
Aww.
Yeah, look at that. Back in 2013, they were in Lawrence. We waited outside for a while. Don't tell me you're at that concert. Please don't tell me you're at that concert.
I can't. No, I think I went and saw him. I think I saw Reliant K in like Copeland or something like
that's
that.
That's pretty good.
At the Beaumont.
That's good. I saw Reliant K in Switchfoot in Illinois with my dad back in like, I don't know, like 2013 or something. That show was dope.
That would be. My brother pretended to get all the guys from Reliant K's autograph on an album and handed it to me. And it's like, like we were at the same concert, but he said he went and met him and all this stuff. He handed me, he just like had all these autographs on it. I freaked out. He's like, "Nah, I'm just kidding."
He just did it himself?
Yes. Like he found a Sharpie.
What a
weirdo.
It
was incredible. I was so mad at him, but it was awesome.
But okay, so our slight age difference has never been more apparent because in such a perfect way, because for me that album was which was next album out or maybe two later. I think it was the next one out.
No, Two Lefts Don't Make a Right, but Three Do.
That was post Tongue in Cheek?
Post Tongue in Cheek, but pre-MMHMM.
Okay.
And that was like Jefferson Aeroplane.
Oh, Jefferson Aeroplane is such a good song.
The acoustic version of that.
Yes, it's my favorite.
That's on like I think that song's on like an album from like 2008-ish. Like it was the.
That might have been on the Creepy EP.
The Bird and the Beat. No, that was
the
Bird and the
B-sides I have. Yes, you're right. You're right. It is.
We
have that.
Ginormous nerds right now.
That's really good.
Would you guys just get a room already?
this is our room.
We have a room.
This
here,
is
Beards.
A room.
It's just also Facebook Live everywhere. Also, speaking of which, Seamus and Juan have both gotten very excited that you guys have been talking about Ryan.
Yes! We've got our people!
Is that Seamus? Is it Seamus Levin?
Yep.
Seamus, I answered one of your questions on my podcast, the AP Chiefs Draft Show.
Hey, Kent, do you mind? Collapsible Lung was fine. I haven't listened to Air for Free yet. I was waiting for like a nice spring or summer atmosphere.
Yeah.
That's on my to-do list this summer.
I've not listened to Reliant K as much as I used to, but I did hear one song. I'll find it. I'll send it to you. I think it's actually one of the most recent albums.
Okay.
Did you ever see the Reliant K cartoon?
Was it a YouTube series or something?
It was like
was it very 2D?
Yeah.
Okay. Then yes, I have apparently.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Yes. Matt Hoops.
Yes.
The bass player, no, guitar player. He's wearing like a bear suit or something.
Yes,
like that.
Yes, the Woodland Forest. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, of course I've seen this.
Of course you have.
But see, I have these nine albums together, and two of them are Reliant K albums, and Five Score and 7 Years Ago. Five Score for me was a hugely transformational album because it was like heavier. It was it hit. It had Devastation and Reform on it. I Need You. So many just like jams on that record.
I'm kind of looking. I'm gonna look and see. Yeah, that was about the time, I think one album after that is when I kind of stopped listening as much.
The discography was, Five Score was then the Bird and the B-Sides, and then Forgetting Not Slow Down. Forgetting Not Slow Down was a pretty good album, but it was definitely kind of the decline of me just being like super into it.
Yeah. No, that's, I'm looking through it. It's actually a pretty good Deathbed.
That 11-minute song is incredible. Yes.
I'm telling you, that guy is low-key a extremely talented writer, musician, whatever you want to call him. Matt Thiessen.
Yes. Oh,
with
it's
a T,
amazing.
Not an H. The
Did
H is
you
out.
Ever hear, this show is just for Kent now. Did you ever hear the Matt Thiessen remix of The First Time, the Family Force 5 song?
No.
Go look, pull up a tab.
Have you heard, what did he cover? Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Have you heard Matt Thiessen in Reliant K's?
No, I haven't. The Reliant K is for Karaoke album is the only Reliant K album I don't have and don't think of. Actually, I guess Air for Free Now also I haven't listened to.
Yeah, it's good. Like, I mean, anything they do is good. Did you ever hear, okay, we're just going to keep taking
this
down our
fun.
Level. Matt Thiessen, now the H being silenced ruining my life
That's
in like
really
the last
difficult.
15 years of my life, but Matt Thiessen and the Earthquakes.
I've heard about this. I follow that account on Twitter also. I haven't listened to any of their music
yet. He did a couple songs. And I think he did one of the Christmas songs, like a Christmas song or two. Let It Snow, Baby, Let It Rain, Dear.
Just Let It Snow, Baby, Let It Rain, Dear is legitimately my favorite Christmas album.
Do you know what?
So
I think we had this conversation once on Twitter because it was this and Chance.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yes, yes.
You have good taste.
The Chance albums and Let It Snow. Because
he did a Christmas album, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good. I heard it.
The part two came out last year. It's also pretty good.
I haven't heard the part two part.
Were you heavy enough to be an Anne Berlin guy? Did you ever really dig in on some Anne Berlin?
Not an Anne Berlin guy.
Disappointing. I really like Anne Berlin.
Is that kind of like is that Screamo?
No, but it's I would put it in the category that Five Score is in.
Okay. Okay.
Did you see? And they also, like, it also kind of, it's kind of pop punk. So like Fall Out Boy, I have a Fall Out Boy album on here that's on this list.
I love Fall Out Boy.
Under the Cork Tree was one of those. That was the first ever secular song I bought on iTunes was Dance Dance.
Oh really?
100%.
Were you a Motion City soundtrack guy at all?
Not really. I've kind of like found them recently and be like, hey, this is these still bop.
Had you heard anything really before the last couple of years?
I don't think so.
Okay, so they were another band that changed music for me.
Okay.
A song called Everything Is Alright. You've probably heard it. It's been on a couple of movies and stuff like that. That was one of those other songs that was just like, what is this?
Okay.
This has changed my life.
Music can be about my emotions and not just Jesus Christ dying for me.
This is crazy.
What is going on here? My life is forever changed.
Christian music is normally like 10, 15 years behind. Mm-hmm. So yep. DC Talk was like really cool.
Changed the world.
But it was trying to be Nirvana.
But exactly, yes. Yeah, that's such a good point.
I wasn't a huge, like it was always on.
Yeah.
Because like the people I was around and you know.
Oh,
I mean,
Hawk Nelson. That's the other one I wanted to bring up. Did you ever listen to Hawk Nelson? Oh, again, Letter to the President, Smile It's the End of the World.
So
A+ albums.
Hawk Nelson was trying to be Reliant K, but Reliant K was kind of trying to be like, I mean, not Blink really, but
I think Hawk Nelson was going more for Blink.
I was thinking like Good Charlotte, which is just gross.
Original Letters of the President, Hawk Nelson was trying to be a little Good Charlotte-y, but there's a riff in a Hawk Nelson song that sounds exactly like a riff from one Blink-182 song, and it is like, you hear it, and you wait a second, which song even is this? And then one of them starts singing. It's like, oh, this might be plagiarism. Jason Dunn, you know, fun fact, Jason Dunn is the name of the lead singer for Hawk Nelson. That was something that confused me for a while.
Because he was also blocking.
Yes.
He was also the big tight end. He wasn't even a tight end. He was like a glorified tackle.
Yes,
he was a tackle with a number in the
80s. Tight end,
yeah.
Opposite Tony Gonzalez, and also the singer of my favorite Christian pop punk band.
That's such a specific, my Christian pop punk band.
Oh, yeah, no, it really is.
It's Aldi brand punk pop music.
That's very good. Do you know the other former chief that's also a frontman than a popular band?
Hold on.
This is not just Christian music if you're in your car right now thinking. A pretty big band, lead singer has the same name as the former chief.
I'm tapping out on this
Brandon
one.
Flowers is singer of the Killers.
Yes.
Look at that.
And the Killers were one of those bands that kind of changed some things for me too.
That was one, like, after the fact, I ended up listening to Hot Fuss. It is Fuss, right?
It's Hot Fuss.
Yes, that's what I thought.
F-U-S-S.
Excuse you?
What the bleep? That's a bit. Is that a new bit?
Thank you for censoring yourself.
Is that a newish bit? Or
that's not really. It's just, no, it's just what I say whenever I want to curse, and instead I go, I'm on right, I should say bleep. And I also say it in my day-to-day life sometimes, depending on, like, who I'm around and everything.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And sometimes I'll just say bleep. Oh, what did I mean? It could have been anything. All right, we'll continue breaking down all of Kent's good work for Arrowhead Pride whenever we come back.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
But you can't get caught wearing flannels with like just jeans. And you look like everybody else. I don't like that. I'm going to bring out the flannel with some jorts, the flannel with some joggers that look like they're from the women's section, even though they're not. They just hug my figure.
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
I got it.
That being the voice of Kent Swanson, as we continue to discuss Reliant K throughout the entire break.
Were we live there?
Unfortunately, only live while you said, oh, I got it. I was really hoping we were going to be able to sneak your mic on as you were still monologuing about the difference between the thief and there was no thief. And then hopefully eventually getting to the Reliant K song that was on the Chronicles of Narnia, Lion, Witch, and Wardrobe soundtrack.
Always
something
winter.
Else that was absolutely a bop.
I loved that song.
Yeah,
it was exceptional.
It wasn't the best song on that album, though.
Well, I didn't listen to the album.
Chronicles of Narnia soundtrack. There's one song on this album that was just fantastic to my ears at the time. I reserve the right to have my taste change slightly, although it hasn't for Reliant K, obviously. I don't want the...
It's not just nostalgia with Reliant K, either.
No,
good. It's just good music.
I don't want the soundtrack, though. I want the, like... inspired by the film album. And I don't know what that is or where it's from.
I don't know either. But I know that song, and it's exceptional.
The song is. There's another song that I want to find. I imagine that sometimes there's a big crash in this bike race. And I think Beards is really happy about it because that's all he cares about. But there's just like blood and like weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I hate it so much.
I missed the actual crash. I'm just looking at the carnage afterwards.
I'm glad that you're enjoying it. Please, just whatever you do, keep it.
You'll be able to gamble on that soon.
Oh, I would love it. Gambling on cycling would be awesome.
How many people will crash during this race?
Just give me whoever is Jacques. You'll take a
Jacques no matter what?
Just give me a Jacques.
I just want to find the freaking song from this album. Sometimes during the show, I'm very cognizant of... when things get podcasted and how. It's like I like to have guests on starting at 5 so we can tweet out the podcast later and so that the guests can retweet it and put it out at 5 and it'll be at the top of the podcast for that hour. We podcast in hours and everything. And also, whenever we do our Chiefs stuff, I podcast our Chiefs stuff over on my Ruffin the Kicker feed for the people that have been around for a long time looking for that good hard Chiefs stuff. And I feel like sometimes we get into a place where we divert from the Chiefs a little bit. The thing that I've been thinking about, and at this point I've made my choice on, is that I'm really excited to see the tweets that you and I get, Kent, from people that are forced to listen to at least 25 minutes of Reliant K and Adventures in Odyssey talk before they are allowed to hear you talk about Patrick Mahomes.
I wonder if we're actually just going to find a subculture of more of us that are just more in they're thankful. They can hear about their favorite band in the history of the world and their favorite person and their most likely their president, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I think this, here's the problem. We are going deep and not necessarily wide on this particular edition of the show.
Yes.
If you
very
are,
narrow.
If you are in our exact demographic, if we are literally, like, at this point, other than you're married and you have a kid. Other than that, you and I exist in the exact same demographic group for, like, everything. We are indistinguishable from one another.
Yep.
Which is why I can never get married or have a kid. Just so I can exclusively so I can maintain my autonomy over my data point. Otherwise, what's the difference? Oh, God. Okay, so girlfriend Renee is in London right now. Some M&E did a good thing, and they got to go to London to finish up her degree or whatever.
Really?
Some classes, yeah.
Is that new? Is that a new thing? Is that a new initiative? Has that been around for a while?
It's something to do with, I don't know. I can't remember what it is, honestly. I don't know. I didn't get to do it. So this is the first year it's happened, at least in a while. And she just left a comment that says, number of hours lost in London today, 2. I guess number of hours that they were lost in London. They didn't lose time, I hope. That sounds like the beginning of some sort of paradoxical film.
That would be bad.
Hours sick today, 24. Debit cards lost, 1. Debit cards found, 0. Hurricane Renee has hit London, it sounds like.
Other than all that, how's the trip?
It just, like that.
Were you listening about the day where there was the Jack the Ripper tour guide for 2 hours?
They got sidelined by a... tour guide that was apparently some sort of expert on Jack the Ripper without ever giving any qualifications, and they just listened to this guy talk about Jack the Ripper for like 2 hours.
On the side of the road.
Just on the side of the road.
Unauthorized? Is it like, so it's basically like,
I have no idea.
It's like Gabe in the office pretending to be Abraham Lincoln. Similar vein?
We established that maybe it was two kids stacked on top of each other in a trench coat. I used in a robe and a top hat. That was actually canonical to the story. I think what we ended up with was that there was a kid on top talking about Jack the Ripper in a British baby accent, and then the other kid was at the bottom Googling information and just reading from Wikipedia and then just whispering up to the kid on the top.
Also, somebody may have thought that the baby British voice sounded slightly Asian.
Yeah, my lispy baby voice was discussed as potentially being problematically Asian sounding, and that's fair. I tried to reassess my little baby voice.
I'm sorry, it's taking everything in me right now to lose it.
Like, oh yeah, the because this has been so buttoned up this whole time. Yeah, Kent, definitely don't laugh into a microphone. That'd be terrible for everyone on the radio. It's okay to laugh unless you have. Do you snore a lot?
Well, I have a very high pitched, you know, laugh.
Oh, we got to get to that then.
No, yeah. it's okay.
Beards, you want to reenact? The kids stacked on top of each other giving.
I mean, I think that wasn't quite as good as the time where we were where we played the
audio from David Stern and Adam Silver. No,
trying
that
to
was
fix the draft. No,
yeah, that was very good. I can't even remember what these. Oh, Toby Mac, New World was on that Chronicles of Narnia soundtrack.
A Toby Mac song?
Yes, inspired by. It's music inspired by Chronicles of Narnia. Waiting for the World to Fall, Jars of Clay. Good song. There's a song called Stronger by Delirious, which seems like something I would have liked at the time.
Yeah, probably me too. Maybe not.
Turkish Delight by David Crowder Band. Hell yeah, turn up. And then More Than It Seems by Cutlass. And that right there is the jam.
Okay, hold on.
Uh-huh.
This is where we're going to start diverging
We'll
here.
See.
Cutlass is Christian Nickelback.
Oh, 100% fair.
And I can't stand it
I haven't gone back to Cutlass in a very long time.
Even before Nickelback was a shtick and everybody was just like pooping on it,
yes,
I was still like, this music sucks. Same with Cutlass and whatever.
Totally fair. I'm gonna try to figure out how old I was whenever Sea of Faces came out because
reference is eluding me. Like I have no idea what that.
It came out in 2004. I was 10 years old. I'm gonna say that I have until 12 to establish my musical autonomy, and I'm good.
I think that's about right. That's when Reliant K kind of creeped into my life.
But whenever Cutlass had the heel turn of just doing like worship albums, I just had to pull that parachute, man. It was bad.
How does that even work?
You are my strong tower, fortress when I'm weak.
Oh no! Oh,
your word is good and holy. Your face is all I see. I think that's the lyrics. I'm gonna look it up. I think I got that.
Well, that has been marked forever.
Yeah, that's. I mean, yeah. I think I nailed it.
Our God is an awesome God who reigns.
You're my strong tower, a shelter over me, beautiful and mighty. Oh, you know what? There might be another. Okay. I didn't get it right. I got it close enough that no one would have been able to tell the difference.
Union Broadcasting doesn't own any Christian radio stations, do they?
Isn't there one in the basement?
There's one downstairs. I don't think that's Union Broadcasting property, though. I think that's more of a coincidence.
I think they just rent out the space.
Yeah, I think that's true.
It's K-Love, isn't it?
Don't say. No, it's not. It's not K-Love, and don't say what it is.
Oh.
I don't want to poop on the thing in the basement.
Or anything.
Well, did you see that video of that lady in Tim Hortons?
It showed up on my timeline a couple times.
Sure.
I actively chose not to watch it.
Well, that's going
smart, man.
There
was an update today.
There was. Do you have that update, Beards?
I don't have it pulled up, but I remember what it was.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and give us the update.
The update was basically just the Tim Hortons released a statement saying that they have like a strict policy about who can use the bathrooms. Just in terms of
and that's what I thought happened here. Yeah. She got so mad that I didn't think that she just angry pooped. I think it was out of necessity partially.
It was just perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. Or it was like she needed to go to the bathroom and she just popped into the Tim Hortons to go there and they were like, right. No, you need to like
also
be a customer or something.
But they said that she had been problematic. Like,
yeah,
previously.
That was also really weird.
Here's the video, Kent. Let's just go ahead and hang out.
You're gonna make me watch this?
Yeah, 100%. It's amazing. It's you're going to get some of the precursor here. She gets really mad, and then she takes her jacket off that's tied around her waist and then drops trowel, leans up against the... You got to watch, Kent. You got to watch. Oh. She pooped on the floor, and then he picked it up and threw it at him. Like an ape. You missed the...
She used her... Also, butt still out.
Oh, my gosh. Like... Where was this?
Canada.
Was this Canada? Yeah. Was this Canada? Because there's some Tim Hortons that have creeped into the United States. But
you know what the best part of this is, though? First of all, you can't miss the fun part here. Oh, oh, there it is. Bomb drops. At least you didn't have to go anymore.
What? I don't know.
How angry do you have to be to poop on the floor
and
throw it at people?
That's why I think this is really a tremendous value of a story.
Someone hadn't had their coffee yet.
Or maybe she did. I don't know. Isn't that more of a post-coffee concern?
It is for me.
Like getting to the bathroom is an emergency that you are willing to scream at an employee. Also, like we've had a lot of poop-based stories in this show. Like remember, like the someone would just run around
the
and
bad
poop.
Pooper.
They would poop outside of a house, and then like there's a story here.
Like a runner that would just go by and.
Here are three recommended stories on Deadspin.
Okay.
I would argue that we've had all these on the radio. This one's new, actually. Brooklyn man takes big old dump outside supermarket. Mystery high school football field pooper turns out to be a school superintendent.
I know that one.
And then Colorado Springs police begs us to stop calling about the mad pooper who is still at large.
Well, I know what liner I'm playing next.
It's extremely good.
The pooper intendant?
I stole that from somebody. I think it was from Cody.
I don't
care.
Very
good.
It's still really good.
That pooper intendant is very good.
It's perfect.
And see, these are things that are like, I'm going to try to say this in ways that's not incriminating, or like I'm just trying to set myself up for the future. If you're in like an emergency pooping situation, and you are just like, well, this is the worst, but like, it's got to happen. Lebatard had a story about where he had too much white wine on a date and then pooped in the parking lot. But to angrily defecate, for this to be your silent protest, that's just a lot. Also,
it's not that silent of a protest,
also,
though.
That's a good point. Also, if Colin Kaepernick would have just pooped in the sidelines, he'd be back in the league. If it had nothing to do with the national anthem and Colin Kaepernick just pooped on the sidelines, still be playing football.
He'd still be here.
He'd be the Broncos quarterback.
Which, well, we all want to have this conversation, but I think that'd be okay.
Is that how we get into sports? From 40 minutes of talking about
Reliant K,
Adventures in Odyssey,
and pooping.
And then from someone pooping on the floor to the Broncos quarterback situation. That's how we get there.
I would much rather the Broncos have Case Keenum than Colin Kaepernick by 100,000 miles.
Oh, buddy. I wouldn't. Honestly.
You're wrong. This is you being wrong.
I think
more Adventures in Odyssey next.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I would be so upset if someone just heard the last 5 minutes. If someone was just leaving work late and like, oh god, like I need to get home.
You know what I want to do? I'm gonna tune into ESPN Kansas City.
Sure.
I bet they've got great sports stuff.
Yes.
With Joshua Briscoe.
ESPN Kansas City sounds like a place where I could at least get a little bit of a Chiefs Chargers preview. Let's flip over to that station.
Mad Pooper!
Oh, the talking about poop.
On ESPN Kansas City.
Let's dive into the comments real quick. Seamus says, poor beard surrounded by the same person twice. I'm like 6 years younger than you guys and have pretty much the same childhood experience. I do think time's a flat circle when you're raised Southern Baptist.
I wasn't even Southern Baptist. Were you? You weren't Southern Baptist,
no,
right?
No, it's complicated. We got like 10 minutes left.
His dad has more followers than him. That's how complicated
it is. My dad
has
more followers on Twitter than I do. That's
you know,
true.
I think I saw you retweet him once, and I saw that he's in the ministry of some kind of ministry.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows, really?
My dad was, too, so, you know.
Yeah, my dad's writing a book. My dad's in better shape than me. He has more Twitter followers than I do. His grammar, not great. I don't know if he's writing books. His editor must be fantastic.
Take that, Dad.
Take that, Dad. Tanner had my favorite comment, which is, I've never been so entertained by something I know nothing about. And that is something that I'd like. Beards, like, cut that for posterity. Have that for a promo. Tanner saying, I've never been more entertained by something I know nothing about is literally the most affirmative thing anyone could ever say to me about this show.
It's perfect.
Because for people who don't know anything about sports, I want them to be entertained. People who don't know anything about Reliant K, I want them to be entertained. And so that just makes me...
And Adventures in Odyssey.
And Adventures in Odyssey. It makes me so happy. Also, man, I am so afraid to go back and listen to Adventures in Odyssey because I remember the story and the production value being good, but I also liked Cutlass for a few years, and I'm nervous.
I kind of actually want to go back and listen to one just to see if there's like if I can listen to like two or three episodes and anticipate a line.
Oh,
like,
man.
You know, like, could you imagine going back and just like some some reflex?
Uh-huh.
Because like literally, I that would be something I just put on before I went to bed. Like I just fall asleep to it, I just put it on. I've heard a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Even while I was sleeping, I heard a lot of it. So it's got to be in there somewhere.
For me, the thing is Mr. Whitaker's backwards message. It's like, sibachi, it's like, it's something with that cadence, and then they reverse it, and it's like it's still another coded message or whatever. That's the soundbite that is loosely playing in my head, I guess, 24/7 now.
I think there's a couple things sticking in my head that are just triggered, like, and I don't verbalize or anything, but like, you have those little, like, it's not an earworm, but it's just something like a reflex stuck in your head, like you hear a phrase or a sentence.
100%.
I'm sure there's a couple in there somewhere
100%.
In my head right now. I'm just going to try to find them. I'm going to go back and find them.
It's the bad guy's laugh for me. The Regis.
Ooh.
I don't do it. Do the laugh.
No, I can't do the laugh. Are you kidding me?
I don't think I know. I don't have it.
I can hear it.
I can't. I don't hear it.
I can hear it in my head.
Man, we got it. We're going to have to do.
Can you ask Seth if he's ever heard him these next time?
Oh,
next
100%.
Time you talk to Seth. Like,
100%.
Please ask him that.
He's older. How old are you?
29.
Okay, so I thought you weren't quite there. He's older than you.
He probably
by a few
probably
years.
Still heard it, I bet.
But you're older than me by a few years. Seth's older than you by a few years. But I think we're very much existing in a similar like Pokemon evolution. Although I refuse to end up not only with one kid, but with the 47 that Seth has. I don't know what your goal is. I don't know what your child end goal is.
I'm gonna try to have one more.
Good.
And then it's gonna be yep. I'm gonna take some time off during the NCAA tournament.
Perfect.
You just had those handy?
I'm gonna
I did. I have scissors in here for just I don't know, any reason. that's good. That makes sense. You don't wanna be outnumbered by your children.
It's just daunting. Like just the idea, like one is crazy.
I imagine.
Two. I'm
double.
Nervous.
That's double as many as is already crazy.
And my 2-year-old's an escape artist. Like he pushes chairs places and tries to climb up and grabbed a knife the other day. Like
okay, I have two questions. If you don't want to, you don't have to say this, but I need to know your wife and child's name.
Okay,
are you cool?
I don't.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. What are your wife and child's name?
My wife's name's Bethany.
Okay.
My son's name is Cameron.
What is the first letter of Cameron?
C.
Okay.
Good.
We've had a conversation on here. Go ahead. Did you want it to be Cameron with a K?
No.
Okay.
I wonder. Continue. I think I know where you're heading with this.
Beards and I have had this conversation a few times about parents with like more than at least three kids where all of their names start with the same letter. Are you one of those kids?
No.
Okay.
But here's the funny thing. We're thinking about it. But it's not, it has nothing to do with the fact that it's like, we're not trying to bunch them together in the same category.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, my wife really likes a name that happens to start with a C.
Is it a boy name or a girl name?
Yes.
You know, you can't choose, right?
No, it's a boy. It's a yes there. It can be both. It's neutral.
Now he's hiding it from us. We gotta be able to find the neutral C name.
Chris?
No.
No.
No, if you find it out, I'll think about it.
He'll deny it.
We'll think about it while you. I wanted to ask you how you met your wife because Seth gave us such a good story about how he met his wife. And then, Kent, if you're upset, Kent is going to do some after the show minutes that will air on Chief Concerns over on 810 tonight. We'll actually talk about Chief's things. But I'm glad this conversation's gone exactly how it's gone. How did you meet your wife, Charlie? Charlie?
No, but that's a good one. I do like that name.
Okay, Beards,
like
help me look up C names. I called you Charlie by accident, but I think it's because Charlie was in there. And that one could swing both ways.
Yeah. Charlotte, Charlie, you know.
Charlotte is a bad boy name.
It's a good Charlotte name.
Beards, loser, quick. Beards, loser sound effect. Get it.
Oh, wait.
Just trust me.
Hey.
Hurry up.
Wait.
Get it.
Wait,
give it to Kent.
Wait,
Kent, you deserve this.
The loser one?
Yep.
Loser.
There we go. How'd you meet your wife, Kent?
Pretty, like, okay. I was terrible with women.
Uh-huh.
Like, I, The Office. You watch The Office. You know, like, when Date Mike turns on? Like,
yes, 100%.
Okay.
I was just wondering, I was thinking, Kent seems like he'd be,
well,
comfortable around women. Oh, nope.
It's
that
not,
seems about
it's
right.
It's not quite Date Mike, but there's just, like, I'm different, like, when I am interested in a girl, or when I was interested in a girl, not anymore, obviously, when I
because,
was.
Because now you're married and love is dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Crystal.
No, it's not Crystal.
We're just gonna ask.
That's fine. That's fine.
Oh, is it Casey?
No.
Okay. What about Chastity? If you name your child Chastity, you shouldn't be able to have kids.
Oh,
what the hell's
gosh.
Wrong with you?
No, if it's a boy.
It's not Chastity. But so I'm not good. I take like every sign in the book. You know, you have to basically tell me you're interested in me before I'm like gonna. I was just really bad. Like I just was very shy with girls and stuff.
Catalina.
No, not Catalina, because that would be a terrible boy name. So I need like every sign imaginable to like approach a girl. Mm-hmm. And apparently my wife was interested in me, told her parents about me. And
I mean,
they
you're
were,
married, I would hope
yeah,
so.
They creeped,
oh, before she was
but
your wife.
Before
Got
we
it.
Were dating, before we were
Cherry.
Talking, before we'd really met. It's not Cherry. She told her parents about me, and they were creeping on me on Facebook.
Caca.
Not caca, but that would be very on brand for the day.
Kai.
Not Kai. They, but they accidentally poked me on Facebook.
Yes! Payoff, there it is.
So
her parents accidentally poked
her
on Facebook.
Her parents accidentally.
Awesome.
And if that's not a sign that she's at least mentioned your name, that I don't know what it is.
That's very good. So, you took this as an encouragement, I assume.
I took that as, okay, I can at least approach this girl. And I approached her on Facebook.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
You know, staying behind the
what?
Digital wall.
Kent poked her.
Oh, that's good.
I think I poked her mom back, though. But it was actually. Don't save that, Beards.
I didn't mark it.
Do not.
I didn't. Nope.
Do
nope.
not.
Didn't the do hell? It. Beards, mark it or you're fired. What are you talking about?
But yeah, so that was my in. And so I, you know, I was
your
like.
Your in was by poking her mom. Based on your story. You told the story this way. Hey, what about Kyle Vaughn?
Spell that.
CAOILFHIONN.
Casper.
I stopped paying attention about four letters into you spelling, and no, it's not Casper either. I'm not going to tell you.
So you poked your mom, and then what happened?
That was my, I'm not going to, that was my, okay, that was my clear sign that she probably has talked about me. So I was like, hey, you know, what's up? You know, you like, what kind of music you like, all that stuff. We were in an MNU, what was the girls' dorms? The apartment.
Stockton,
no,
Rice.
The apartment type ones.
Oh, I think.
You know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I know what you're talking about. An apartment type dorm for any of those of you who didn't go to Mid-American Nazarene University, you weirdos.
Yeah. Yeah, we just hung out there, started talking, sharing music interests and stuff. But that was like.
Mm-hmm. Speaking in tongues.
That's not allowed at MNU.
No, it's not. No.
But yeah, no, it was just, it was.
It's Nazarene school. We don't believe in that.
Pretty much. But yeah.
Channing. Is it Channing?
No. I'm not going to tell you even anyways.
What about Charumatai? It's a Hindi name. Charo? Churro. Churros are nice.
You got me. It's churro. It's a delicious, delicious fried cinnamon bread.
That's your baby. You can't have three kids named with the same first letter. Two is a maybe.
No, I wouldn't intentionally try to do that. It's not going to be like an intentional thing. But the one name we have is a C.
Cinnamon? Do you want your child to be a stripper?
Nope.
If you want to hear Kent Swanson more later, you can tune in to 810 at 9-ish. That's it. Bye, Mom!
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on ESPN Kansas City.